Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, and downright bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imba. I'm a psychologist, I'm 1 year out of my marriage, I'm a mum, and I'm immersed in the world of online dating.
Hi, I'm also your host, Monique Robin. I'm a mum of 4 kids. And a yoga teacher trying to find men who like me rather than my limber joints.
So we are here for another hot tip episode. And this is something that I've been thinking about. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm planning on trying it because I've got a date in a couple of days' time. And this is just thinking about how do you kind of fast track getting to know what someone's like through asking good questions. And what I am planning to ask is thinking, because it's like you can ask someone to describe themselves, you generally don't get much insight there and you get cliches. But yeah. If you ask them, how would your friends describe you? I feel like it kind of tricks them into more objectivity around what they say.
Yeah, that's a good one. It seems like a really familiar question to me, but one that isn't at the forefront of our minds. In fact, it's no wonder that you thought of it, because it's very much like similar to a question you get in a job interview. And I know you've done a lot of them. How do your colleagues see you? And you know what? You could even go beyond that. What's your favorite question to ask your prospective candidates when you're interviewing for Inventium?
That's a good question. I think my favorite question to ask, because I haven't heard about any other company asking this in recruitment, is saying to the person, and we also ask this for their references when we're doing reference checks. So we ask, okay, so let's imagine we hire you and then in 6 months' time, it's just been disastrous for both of us and we can just say that this is not going to work long term. What do you think would be the most likely reason for that happening?
Oh, I love that. See, there you go. This proves my theory. So these interview questions you could transfer into your dating life. Let's say you and I have been dating for 6 months and then it all goes belly up. What do you think would be the reason for that occurring?
Oh, goodness. Do you know how you would answer that?
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe I would say you couldn't cope with the fact that I had 4 children.
Oh, gosh. I honestly don't know how I would answer that. I would have to give that some thought. I wonder how much of it would be dependent on the person, because I feel like in a job scenario, there are kind of like people have their pet peeves, like, oh, you know, I haven't been given enough autonomy or I haven't been given enough challenge in the job. Whereas I find when I'm dating people, different personality types or styles will bring out different things in me for the good and the bad.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah. So like I could think about someone that I was dating earlier this year that I'm not now. And if I were to answer that question like on the first couple of dates, it probably would have been about commitment issues.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So each relationship brings out its own concerns.
Yeah, but then I think you're still going to get a really interesting answer because you'll think about it in the context of that person. So you'll get some really good insight because presumably they'll either answer it generically, which is still interesting, or they'll answer it with that particular type of person in mind, which is just as interesting and useful as well.
Yeah, and also I think it'll give you a good idea to see how they perceive you, because they're likely to maybe say something like, oh, you know, you'd get bored of me or something like that. So what, do they think you're more dynamic than them? Or
Yeah, or are they really insecure yeah. about themselves? Yes, I like that. Okay, so our hot tip has evolved through this conversation. So we could certainly ask, how would your friends describe you? And also we could ask, what do your friends rely on you for? Like, what do they call you for? What do they,
yeah,
you well, know, like what role do you play in their lives?
Are you the let's eat out friend? Are you the let's play some sport friend?
Yep.
Or my life's gone belly up, I need to talk, friend.
Yeah, or I'm having an emergency, I need to go to hospital, can you drive me there, friend,
yeah.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to see what kind of relationships they've built up and invested in outside of whatever else is going on in their life. You can probably learn a lot. Because if they don't have friends, like if they don't have a single friend that is the call me at 3 a.m. when there's a like massive emergency going on, what does that say about them and how they've cultivated or haven't cultivated friendships?
Well, yeah, and it's actually, we've talked about this before, Amantha. It's also a good question to ask, what is your oldest friendship? Because I feel like that question alone stands testament to your character. To be able to go through life and change in so many ways as you do, as you become more experienced and wiser, but to still remain true to your core being, which is really evident when you've got a childhood friend still in your life.
That's so true. I also think about that actually in the context of recruitment as well. What I found having recruited some narcissists is that they don't maintain relationships very well with the past organizations that they've worked at.
Mm.
And I think the same is probably true of friendships. Like I'd say if you're a narcissist or a psychopath or some kind of person that you want to probably avoid in the dating world, you're probably not going to have a lot of lifelong or long-term friendships because you probably would have burnt them along the way. So, yeah, I like the idea of asking about their longest friendships. That's cool.
And it also just makes them accountable for their past.
Mm.
If they've got nobody that can vouch for who they were a decade ago, it's kind of a warning sign, I think.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Also, the other thing that I find interesting is this idea that friends can come and go, but there are very few friends that I can say I've had a permanent falling out with due to a disagreement. I might have lost contact with them. And I think that's a good question too. How many people have you had a permanent falling out with?
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Wow, so lots of questions that people can be asking. Multiple hot tips in today's episode. What value for listening. That's awesome. Thanks, Monique.
Thanks, Samantha.
That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.